So the local climate change action plan are prepared by the cities and municipalities to define their priority adaptation and mitigation actions to support their development goals and priorities. So in terms of collaboration, they work with provincial local government units who in turn provide them technical assistance, some kind of enforcement, and information management. They also work with other local government units in order to maximize the benefit of climate action. What is really worrisome is that, you know, the LCCAP or the Local Climate Change Action Plan is only one of the 33 local plans representing different sectoral and thematic concerns that our local government units need to prepare, which all must be integrated and interfaced with our two development and mandated plans, the Comprehensive Development Plan and the Comprehensive Land Use Plan. When we talk about climate action planning and implementation at the local level, there are really lots of issues and challenges. So for example, the siloed approach of governmental agencies engaged in climate change action planning. So the mandates related to planning of climate change actions here in the Philippines are distributed among different national agencies. Each agency has its own institutional arrangement, implementation mechanism, and even rules of engagement. That when it gets passed on to local government units, this creates compounding responsibilities and conflicting instructions. So the key here really is to establish a mechanism that cuts across traditional ministerial boundaries, to put in place a system for them to be able to reach out to our local government units such that the instructions and policies directed towards our cities and municipalities are streamlined, simplified, and coordinated to better guide local climate change actions. At the national level, the Climate Change Commission started to convene and create partnerships across national agencies to facilitate climate change actions and as well as build the capacities of the institutions it works with. There are also efforts to harmonize the process. For example, through policy issuances, such as the issuance of a joint memorandum circular to send common messages now to our cities and municipalities. Another issue is the limited technical capacity. And this may be due to the absence of the established mechanism for the national level to consult and coordinate to their local counterparts. Especially that our local government units are really technically constrained to translate these climate action plans into climate investment plans in order for them to mobilize funding for climate-related activities.